This is the Safety Scouting Report with your host, Scott Cafe. Welcome into the Safety Scouting Report. This is episode 3. My name is Scott Cafe, and I'm your host for this Toolbox Talk for Safety Professionals. That's what we're doing here. Short one. These are the kind of things that whether you are an experienced HS&E professional or you're a new person coming in through the college ranks or you just joined your company's safety team, these are some of the basic things we look at and that should be reviewed every now and then. So we're kind of jumping off with these first few episodes. We're talking about hazards. And for this one, I wanted to bring something up that we often lose sight of. Now, if you're in a company that has a bunch of older machines, what we're about to talk about may be missing. But everything from your ladders to your angle grinders to drills to big manufacturing equipment should have signs, placards, decals, data plates, capacity plates, things of that nature on them. And of course, we know basic things. If you're operating a forklift, does it have to have a data and capacity plate? Obviously, yes. Bit of trivia, can a forklift have multiple capacity plates? What's your answer, yes or no? Give it a second, think about it. The answer is yes, they can. If you swap out attachments or you have a personnel basket that you sometimes use on the forklift, if you've got a rug ram, things like that, a barrel carrier, different things like that, you can have multiple capacity plates. The thing you have to do is train your operators on which one is the correct one to use for the different attachments they've got on there. But this all gets back to signs. And for signs, if you're wondering about hazards in general, those signs are going to tell you where they're at. And there are three main kinds that we typically see. You're going to have your standard caution sign. You're going to see a warning sign. And you're going to see danger signs. Now, for the layperson that's not a safety professional, you may be thinking, well, what's the difference? They all kind of mean the same thing. To a certain extent, yes. If you're just an employee at the company and you see any one of those three signs, obviously, it means there's a hazard there and you need to be wary of it. For the safety professional, though, because sometimes we may be called upon to actually place a sign, we may be the ones actually determining which one to use, which color scheme needs to be used, that kind of thing. It pays to know. So there is an escalating scale. Whether you know this or don't, we're going to go through them. Your toolbox talk for the day. A caution sign is the lowest level. Caution sign means if the precautions that are warned about for that area on that sign aren't taken, the hazard that is being cautioned over may cause minor or moderate injury. So it's a minor thing. That's the lowest level. You escalate from the caution sign to the warning sign. If you see a warning sign and the color schemes change, it means if that warning isn't paid attention to, isn't heeded, the hazard that it is warning you about can cause death or serious injury. Not that it will, it can. That's your warning that something's going on there you need to be wary of. And we escalate to the top tier, which is the danger sign. Danger sign means if you don't pay attention, if whatever that danger sign is warning you about isn't heated, if you don't pay attention and you get into that piece of equipment, it will, not that it can, it will cause death or serious injury. So, caution means it may cause minor or moderate injury. Warning means it can cause death or serious injury. Danger means it will cause death or serious injury. And you can go through those different levels and figure them out. As you do the next audit at your place of business, take a look at the warning labels, the caution labels, the danger signs on equipment that's hung up in certain rooms in your facility and see if they match that escalating level from caution to warning to danger. For instance, if you've got an electrical room in your facility, my guess would be that the sign hanging on the door, which should probably be secured and locked, is a danger sign. Because any kind of electrical room, if you get in there, you start talking about arc flash hazards and dangers like that. Obviously, you get into that kind of hazard, it will cause death or serious injury. So that's what we're talking about. This has been the Safety Scouting Report for this week. Stuff for you to talk about with your HS&E team or with your crews on the job site in the facility where you're at. If you have questions, comments, concerns, or is there's something that you would like me to talk about, please email me at safetyscoutingreport@gmail.com. My name is Scott. We'll catch you next time. Take care.